This outside broadcast of Rise FM Mid-Mornings, absolutely live from the Labour Indaba at Nutting House, is brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.
So joining me right now at this moment is Mr. Cyril Mjuli, who is the DENOSA secretary in Mpumalanga. And remember, DENOSA is a Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, which is a national nursing association and representative organization of nursing and nurses in South Africa. So, Mr. Mjuli, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
Yeah, so you and I were speaking just before we started the chat on air, right? Uthi irole DENOSA in an indaba like this isuke ibonakala kanjani kuphi? Do you perhaps want to also touch base on that with the listener?
Yes, look, the main function of a union is to also assist the department to have labor peace in the different facilities. Now, for us to be having labor peace, we need to sit down and talk to the issues that are affecting our workers at large. It could be your issue of safety. It could be the issue of shortage of staff. Mm. It could be the issue of wellness in terms of the employees. So us being part of this indaba as a stakeholder or as a union, we'd like to believe that the discussions that are going to take place today will be assisting the workers at large. So our main purpose of being here is not just to come here and tick the box to say DENOSA was part of the labor indaba, but the focus is to say that over the day, the resolutions or recommendations that would have been taken must be implemented, and ours from here, moving from here, is to make sure that those resolutions are implemented.
Mm. So I don't know, you're speaking about issues, and I'm wondering, on the latterly, what kind of issues have resurfaced from onesi in all of the different hospitals?
I think the current burning issue for our nurses at the moment could be the issue of safety. You would recall that last month, or in the month of August towards the end, we had a march as nurses and other health sector unions, and we handed over a memorandum to the Department of Health. This is part of their response to that particular memorandum. And as when we raise the issue of safety, we are saying that community members must be understanding that nurses themselves are also from the community, and they should be respecting us as not only as workers, but as community members. So the issue of safety is key. We have seen a lot of hijacks taking place, especially in the region of Nkangala or the district of Nkangala, and those are the issues of safety. So we are saying to the department must play a role in ensuring that our employees are more safe by ensuring that we've got enough securities, we've got enough security cameras, we've got enough trackers in the cars that are functional, not just being installed, but they should be functional. So those are the burning issues. But another burning issue will be the issue of skills development for nurses. Most especially now with the change of the new curriculum, where we are seeing the Mpumalanga only having one college or that is functioning, and only one SEP campus with a minimal number that is taking. So that is our problem. But based on that, we are saying to the department, at the end of this particular indaba, we should be saying now, how then do we employ the about 79 nurses that are currently sitting at home that have completed their course in March? So those are the issues when you talk of HR that the department should be looking at, and those discussions should be having resolutions to say, how then do we assist those people that are not employed, and those who are employed, how then do we assist them to upgrade themselves as per the Skills Development Act?
And I believe we're already touching on the expectations that DENOSA has from the Department of Health, from the whole indaba, and resolutions and recommendations from the commission. Would you perhaps mind dwelling a little bit more on that?
We have noted through the program that there are four commissions. One is going to be talking to HR matters. The other one is talking to safety and security. The other one is talking to wellness of employees. Mm. And then the last one, if I'm not mistaken, is talking to collective bargaining. So our expectations from those commissions, it should be saying, in terms of HR, for example, how then do we assist the shortage? We have noted that there are a couple of contracts that have been put in place where people are not employed fully. So our expectation should be saying that at the end of this indaba, we should be saying, how then are they going to employ these people? When you talk of wellness, those that are sitting or working, when they're affected mentally, how then will the department assist them moving forward? When you talk of safety, as we've spoken before, to say, how then do we assist the workers in their different places, in their clinics? When you talk of the load reductions that are currently taking place, and if that happens, there are no generators working, how then will the department make sure that there is enough lighting in those places? So the issues are a lot in terms of the commissions that we'll be looking at. But what is most important, what is key, is that at the end of the Indaba, all the resolutions or recommendations made should be implemented. And ours as a union or as an organization is to make sure that those are implemented by having our own resolutions that we'll be making follow-up on and making sure that each and every one of them are implemented at the correct time.
And just to give parting shots and what you advise as your last words to the nurses, Ekaya, who are listening to us right now, who are part of IDENOSA, and also others who just finished their studies in Njengobabusho earlier on this year. Any last words that you can have for them?
Now, first is to say to our members, we remain a member-driven organization, and we shall make sure that all their issues are being attended to. I know the nurses that are currently in the system will be talking to the issue of translation. That will be saying we completed our courses in 2021 or 2020, but yet we are not yet paid the correct notch of salary that should be paid. We are saying at this labor endeavor, we will be talking to those issues to say how then do we assist them. We are saying to those nurses that are currently in the system are waiting to go for their furthering their studies, we will be talking to this. Look, we have noted that the issue of bursaries has now been put to one department, and ours as an organization, we are saying they must decentralize those issues. Those bursaries, so that each department focuses mainly on their own department. So we'll be talking directly to those issues so that we see our members going to school and further their studies. But those that have completed, who are currently at home, we'll also be talking to them to their issues to say, we know there are about 79 nurses who currently completed and they are not yet employed or they have not received employment. But we will be talking directly to those issues to say how then, how fast will the department employ them? Yeah. More especially as a province that is only having one institution that is training and we're having a severe shortage. But further than that, we'll also be saying, look, it's about time that the department talks to the issue of mental health in the province. We don't currently have a hospital of mental health. We'll be directly talking to those issues to say how fast can the department try and put that into place so that we have a mental health institution that not only will focus on the community, but also it should be focusing towards us as employees, because ourselves as employees, we are also faced with those mental health issues. So we will be talking to their issues that are affecting them directly, and we shall make sure that those issues are being attended to.
Thank you so very much, Put Cyril, for coming there and unpacking it all, also to the nurses, Ekaya, or the general public holistically.
No, thank you again, Tim. Thanks you for having us.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, RosFM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. RosFM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.